USA News. I'm Corey Myers. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan will see his next vote for Speaker of the House 11 a.m. today after he failed to get a majority.
Jordan failed Tuesday to get the necessary 217 votes during the first ballot of the vote on the House floor, earning just 200 votes. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries received 212 votes from Democrats. I'm Dave Collins.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams warning it's only a matter of time before asylum seekers will be sleeping on the streets. Adams says the city is averaging 4,000 new migrants a week and says it's a constant battle to find new shelter space for them. Adams once again calling for federal help with the migrant crisis. The president is on his way to make a wartime visit to Israel right after a deadly blast at a Gaza hospital that killed hundreds. Palestinian officials blame Israel, but the Pentagon said it's not clear who's responsible. Israel says the bombing was the result of a rocket misfire carried out by Islamic Jihad Palestinian militants. A teenaged girl is dead after suffering a medical episode where she fell onto the subway tracks in Queens. New York City Transit President Richard Davey said the girl was on her way to school. The operator of that train pulled the emergency brakes but was unable to stop. The MTA is installing platform screens to prevent falls as part of a pilot program at three stations later this year. Roughly one-third of parents in the U.S. face challenges in acquiring diapers, as noted by the Institute for Research on Poverty. The reasons include some different factors, including inflation, heightened demand, and a decrease in the availability. This is USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Legendary basketball announcer Dick Vitale, after months of silence following surgery and radiation treatments for vocal cord cancer, is speaking once more. The veteran ESPN analyst shared a video on the social media platform X last night.
I'm emotional. I'm excited. I didn't speak now. You gotta understand, for 7 months, you're the first people hearing my voice in a long, long time.
According to Vitale's doctor, this progress has been exceptional, and the current approach is to exercise patience and allow him to recover naturally. Vitale expressed his aspiration to be back in the commentator's booth for the Miami-Kentucky basketball game in Lexington on November 28th. Fourth grade parents in a Miami school are upset after a teacher screened the horror movie Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey for their class. According to CBS News Miami, one mother with twins in the class blamed the incident on a negligent teacher and expressed feeling completely let down by the school. A statement from the head of the school assured parents that they are attending to the students' well-being, with the mental health counselor and principal already meeting with those who raised concerns. Actor Alec Baldwin might face additional charges in connection with the fatal shooting on the set of his film Rust. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.